Number three, walk on an incline. Different than just walking, this is about walking where there's a little bit of an elevation gain. Now, what does that mean? That can be anything from going up the wheelchair access ramp to a slightly inclined street to something like a steep hill to even going up and down your stairs. That's some type of incline. If you've ever been on a treadmill at a gymnasium, you know that you can set those things to start giving you a gradual incline so that you have to work a little bit harder. This is one of the other tips that comes from my friend and mentor, Dr. John. He, in addition to walk, when he adds walk on an incline, that's to get your lungs working a little bit more. It makes your heart work a little bit more. It gives your body just a little bit more endurance, a little bit more stress on it in order to grow, in order to keep things going. Now, like everything else, you can take this as far as you'd like. The recommendation that I'm giving here just for general health purposes is the same as when I said walk. Go walk out, but in addition to your regular walk that I mentioned in the last video, in this type of walk, just go for 5 or 10 minutes and give it a gentle incline. It doesn't have to be anything terribly strenuous. You could go up a flight of stairs if you live in a building. If you've got a flight of stairs in your house, you could do a house. If you have a hill nearby and you say, you know, I'm just going to walk up that and walk back down. Beautiful. This is not something that's designed to push you very hard and make you break a sweat and go into some type of pro training. Though if this is some type of exercise that appeals to you, beautiful. Go do something like that. But as always, the big caution I give with a lot of physical stuff is pay attention to your body. I certainly am aware of people that know that even doing a flight of stairs can get them a little winded. Don't wear yourself out. This is not the type of thing that I'm saying, go and wear yourself out. However, part of this is do that regularly enough so going up that flight of stairs doesn't completely wear you out. If it's something that never seems to improve, perhaps that's something you need to go pay attention to and go look at as far as your overall fitness and function and make sure there's no issues. However, the same thing applies here as I talked about when we talked about walking meditation in the walking section last video, is if you're going to go do this and you know that you're going to get out of breath and you get worn doing inclines or doing hills or doing anything that's going to bring you up and down, then go slow, go with awareness. If you're not in a position where you need to be in a rush, go out and do this exercise with the same mindful awareness that we talked about with the breath, that we talked about with walking meditation. There's a piece in one of Thich Nhat Hanh's books where he talks about going up steps to a temple. He says every step, they just go up and they pay full attention to what their feet was doing and to the next step they would go. And every 10 steps, everybody would stop and they'd breathe and they'd chat for a little bit and they'd ground and center themselves. And then they'd go to the next set of steps. And it took them a very long time to get to the top. However, the point was not to rush to the top. The point was to engage your body and be aware of your body and aware of your feet and aware of what you're doing as you go up and down. Sometimes if you're having trouble as far as doing elevation, as far as doing some type of incline, when you go out and do this exercise, bring that same mindful awareness. Bring awareness to your breath, bring awareness to your feet and your body, and take your time and start working your body to be able to go up and down that incline. And at some point, perhaps, yes, you're going to find that you go up and down those stairs in that incline and your body goes, hey, beautiful. Because it's these little pieces. Remember, you're made of trillions of cells. It's the little things that build the big things. So pay attention to each step. Pay attention to every little piece on the incline and add that into your health. Go ahead and leave me a comment below about what type of incline you've done. If you've listened to this, tell me how the experience went. Did you have the mindfulness? Did you pay attention to the breath? Did you take Thich Nhat Hanh's advice and ground yourself and pay attention to every single step you took as you went up and down? Did you find that you got a little winded and now you're able to pay more attention to what your body's giving you? Leave some of those comments and let's see how everybody's doing. And remember, if you're not subscribed, please subscribe right now so that you don't miss any of the videos. And if you know anybody that would benefit from these, please share it with them so we can get more health and longevity out to people.